The title is Oh, Marceline. Disclaimer, I do not own Adventure Time, and I do not make profit off the characters or setting I use in this story. Princess Bubblegum and Marceline have finally met for the first time, but Finn was late to their little get-together. They were supposed to meet in the princess's bedchamber, but only Marceline had shown up. She had invited herself in by flying through the window, which annoyed the princess. And after they had exchanged greetings, the two girls waited in an awkward silence for Finn to show up. Until Princess Bubblegum suddenly broke the silence.
What are you staring at?
Asked Princess Bubblegum. That tasty ass of yours, replied Marceline with a mischievous look on her face. My what? Calm down, PB. It was a compliment. I thought you'd be used to it. Doesn't Finn ever let you know how nice your little bubble butt is? Of course not. What is wrong with you? Princess Bubblegum screamed with sudden anger and disgust. I guess you're right. That doesn't seem like Finn. He's such a noble little guy. I don't know why he would ever spend time with someone like you, the princess said with her arms crossed and her back turned. Well, he obviously has a fine taste in women, Marceline said slyly as she eyed Princess Bubblegum's ass. Finn isn't like that. Oh, really? The Vampire Queen said as she floated over to the princess. There has to be some reason he just happens to hang out with someone like you and someone like me. Finn has a lot of friends, Princess Bubblegum reported. Yes, but he seems particularly interested in us. Marceline floated in front of Princess Bubblegum and cocked an eyebrow. So, have you seen his dick? The vampire asked without warning. What? Princess Bubblegum shrieked in shock. Was it big? What? I bet it was, Marceline said with a grin. Get out, yelled Princess with her finger pointing at the vampire. Get out, get out, get out! You really need to learn how to relax, babe. Marceline yawned as she laid herself gently on the princess's bed. She laid down with her knees bent towards the ceiling as she placed her hands behind her head. The princess turned around and glared at the intruder in her bed. She stood with her hands on her hips, and her face was red with annoyance. She growled and waited for Marceline to get up. Marceline sighed and lifted her head as she could see Princess Bubblegum's pissed expression from between her legs. She pulled her legs further apart to get a better look at her, and she laughed at the princess's attitude. Are you staring at my chick package, PB? She laughed warmly. Your what? Princess Bubblegum asked with a sudden new look of confusion on her face. My chick package, she repeated as she tugged at her crotch. Princess Bubblegum looked down slowly and gulped as Marceline's bulge caught her eye. The jeans that Marceline was wearing hugged her figure so well that her lips created a fairly large bulge between her thighs, and Princess Bubblegum could almost make out where the slit was. She had never seen such an erotic display before, and it actually made her blush, which gave Marceline the wrong idea. You're just, Princess Bubblegum stammered with frustration. Hot? I know, Marceline laughed. Be quiet. That is not what I was going to say, the princess said as she stomped her foot. She was quite cute when she was angry, and Marceline enjoyed it. But that's what you were thinking, my precious little PB. I can see how red you got when you were checking out my chick package. Stop saying that, the princess commanded. What? Chick package? Giggled the vampire. What should I say instead? Vagina? Pussy? Cunt? Beaver? Vampire pie? Princess Bubblegum's face grew redder and redder with fury and embarrassment as Marceline continued to list every vulgar word for vagina she could think of. Just stop it, please. The princess cried as she closed her eyes tight and covered her ears. Oh, I'm sorry, PB, Marceline said with genuine concern. I shouldn't have teased you. That wasn't cool of me. If you really want to look, that's fine with me. I'll shut up and show you. The vampire queen kicked off her boots at the base of the bed and shuffled her legs back and forth until her jeans came off. She slid her black panties down her leg and flicked it off of her foot, and it landed perfectly on Princess Bubblegum's tiara. The vampire laughed at the sight. However, Marceline suddenly felt more exposed and uncomfortable than she thought she would be. But then she kept her legs spread for the princess despite her unexpected modesty. She quickly realized she didn't have an audience. The sweet little princess still had her eyes clenched shut and her delicate hands were firmly pressed against her ears. She was gently shaking her head back and forth, and she was completely unaware of what just happened. Marceline sighed, picked up her boots. She laid back down on the bed and gently tossed the boot at the princess. It hit her elbow and jolted her out of her frantic behavior. She opened her eyes and saw the black panties dangling in her face. Huh? What is this? Ew! 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 She squeaked as she flung the panties onto the floor. What the cabbage, Marceline? She yelled, trying not to stare at the lower half of the vampire's body. I thought you were checking me out. But I guess not, Marceline said quietly. What gave you that idea? You were staring at my... Don't say it, the princess snarled. My private area. Well, I wasn't, Princess Bubblegum sighed. And even if I was, you really shouldn't act so... weird. Why would you jump to conclusions so quickly? Marceline was quite emotionally fragile. She realized that she had a stupidly obvious mistake. She had somehow gotten it into her head that the princess was actually interested in her, and that her teasing her had simply embarrassed the poor girl. Marceline blushed and turned away from the princess as she sat up and pulled her legs to her chest. The shamed vampire drooped her head, and her pitch black hair draped over her slender legs. I'm such an idiot, she whispered angrily to herself. Princess Bubblegum was too kind-hearted to stay angry for too long, especially when she saw someone that needed cheering up. Don't say that, she said gently. You don't have to pretend like you... like me, princess, Marceline groaned. I'm sorry I pissed you off and freaked you out. And we've barely even been in the same room for 10 minutes. Well, I should apologize for being so impatient with you. I suppose I'm not so used to being people being blunt with me. Sorry for saying this stuff about you and Finn. I was just joking around. But I was probably acting like a real bitch. I know you guys are just friends or whatever, and that's cool. Marceline said as she began to calm down and slowly put her pants back on. It's all right, and I suppose I should be flattered by your, advances. No, I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression. Don't worry about it, BB, the vampire said casually. She was coming out of her little embarrassed slump, and she was quick to start using her nickname for the princess again. I should learn to behave myself around royalty. You're one classy little lady, and I should have known that you weren't really checking me out. I guess I just let my imagination run away with me. Sorry about that, she said as she had put her boots on. Apology accepted. Well,
I think I'm going to get going. Finn is taking his sweet time getting here, and I have things to do. Besides, I think I've stretched you out enough. She chuckled and floated towards the window. Please, don't feel like I'm throwing you out, the princess said with concern. Her royal sense of hospitality and genuine sweetness had completely taken over her. Nope, I'm throwing myself out, the vampire said with a smile. See ya, PB. The princess waved daintily as the vampire queen flew out the window, but she suddenly noticed something on the floor. Wait, Marceline, you forget these, she called out as she waved the vampire's black panties out the window to get her attention. Keep them, Marceline shouted back, as a gift from me. Blah! She giggled as she stuck her forked tongue out and flew away. That was a reading of O Marceline, a sexy fan fiction written by Katang Fanficker.